Desert and the great American Southwest. I've been a very chilly Southwest, by the way. Already below freezing here tonight. 30.9 degrees right now in the desert. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM, the very largest show of its type in the world. And in fact, that's what we cover, the world. Everything out there, all time zones. Now, as a tradition over the years, now spanning a decade, actually, we withdraw from the Bell family vault, enter creaking sound. I don't have one, actually. But we do keep these in the Bell family vault. The predictions made for the year 2003, very meager indeed. We didn't have much time last year to take predictions. And I think I was in the middle of another retirement, so everybody was wishing me well and all that stuff. So we didn't get many. We got about 37 predictions. We will do better this year. Much, 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 much better. Now, just in case you missed at one of the prior programs in which I beseeched you to not treat these predictions that we're going to do tonight, Wednesday night, during open lines, I might add. Open lines for anything you want to talk about, but we are going to do predictions. Now, this is the only place and time when you can make an official Coast to Coast AM prediction, which then, when we're done on Wednesday, we'll go back into the Bell family vault for another year. Now, I've asked that you not just take something right off the top of your head, but that instead you think it through a little bit. Take a little bit of time, even now if you must, turn the show off, you know, whatever, and take a couple of minutes and just let your mind relax completely and go as blank as possible. A shorter trip for some than others. And try to manifest in your mind something that you can see or feel is going to occur in the year 2004. Some large event. Now, the only thing I don't want predictions on and will not accept predictions on are assassinations of presidential figures. U.S. presidential figures. That gets me in trouble. So, you know, somebody will knock on my door and I'll say, "Hello, sir. That's a nice gun you have there, both of you." And they'll come in and they'll have a talk with me and I'll say, "But it's just a radio program." And they'll say, "But it's the president. So let's have some more details here." "No, sir, I don't know who did it. It was number 64, sir. That's all I know." And, you know, we'll have that kind of conversation. And so to avoid that, I will not take predictions of any presidential assassinations. That's the only rule that we live with on this program. Yeah, I mean, aside from the normal don't use bad language and all that baloney, it's open lines, unscreened, untapped, unknown, truly unknown, and all of that coming up in a moment. First, looking at the news, wouldn't it be nice if just once you picked up the Associated Press news or the Reuters news or whatever, and it just said, "You know, we've searched high and wide and we can't find any bad news today. Nobody seems to have died in Iraq. There were no earthquakes. Nothing really much happened today. And so here are the sports scores." But, alas, it's never that way. Meat from a Holstein sick with mad cow disease, that tops the list, could have reached retail markets in 8 states and 1 territory, but still poses no health risk, according to the Agricultural Department. I chuckle because every time they say there's no health risk, look out. Dr. Kenneth Peterson, an Agricultural Department veterinarian, said investigators have determined that some of the meat from the diseased dairy cows slaughtered December 9th in Washington State could have gone to Alaska, Hawaii, Idaho and Montana, and Guam. Look out there, Guam. Earlier, officials had said most of the meat went to Washington and Oregon, with lesser amounts going to California and my state, Nevada. So now it looks like they may have changed their minds. At any rate, that's certainly not good news. Roadside bombs in separate guerrilla attacks killed 2 U.S. soldiers and 2 Iraqi children on Sunday. In it, 2 children, including an explosion that went off in a densely populated part of Baghdad. In Bam, Iran, hopes of finding any more earthquake survivors in the ancient city of Bam are fading fast. There may be more than 20,000 dead. They really have no idea right now. They have no idea how many are dead. That city made of mud and brick, it just came down on top of everybody very early in the morning before anybody would have been out of bed for the most part and just crushed people instantly where they were. A horrible tragedy. Horrible. At any rate, that's the kind of news you do get when you read it. So, there you are. Armed with, what are we under? What alert are we under now? Yellow? Orange? I forget. Anyway, it's high risk for terrorism. So I suppose, some of you will make predictions of that nature. It's unavoidable. That sort of thing. That'll probably get me a knock at the door. Anyway, we're going to get underway with Predictions 2004 in a moment. And into the great unknown we plunge. Here we go. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hi.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Portland.
Portland, Oregon. Okay.
10-year listener, first time caller.
A 10-year listener. Makes me feel old. All right. I bet you have a prediction.
I do indeed.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think that they're going to finally find that the face and Cydonia on Mars is just rocks and shadows. But our friend Mr. Hoagland is still going to claim that they're covering it up.
Well, if he gets what he wants, which is a picture from this new mission, assuming it succeeds at all, and that's quite an assumption, surely we will find out. But, you know, I'm kind of with you on this. In other words, if I look at it and I say, sorry, Richard, cat box, he's going to say, oh, no, but look at the lines up north and this
That's
stuff
right.
down on the southern face here. It's,
and you have to remember the way
obvious.
The mission was. It was taken from this angle, and we need it from this angle instead. And they deliberately left that angle out.
I know. But you know what? A number of things on Richard's behalf, a number of the things that the guy has predicted about Mars and about the planets of Jupiter and stuff like that, it's come true. You know, stuff that was outrageous, like, you know, water and all the rest of it. He was right about that stuff. So there you have why I don't blow off Richard C. Hoagland.
Well, I find sometimes he is just totally irritating.
Totally.
He's still the best guest you have.
Yeah. You got it exactly right. Thank you, and take care. He's exactly right. Richard can be just irritating as hell. I know that. A lot of people really get irritated at him, but it comes, this irritation that you feel comes from the passion that Richard puts forth in what he does. I mean, he is a true believer. Don't you doubt it for one second. Richard believes absolutely what he's saying, and you can't blow the guy off. You just can't, because he's been right about too many things. So, as much of a wild man as he may be, and that's considerable, he's got so much dedication and so much passion, and nobody else is doing what Richard is doing. Nobody. So irritating as he may be, we continue to have him on because he is the one who is out on a scientific limb with regard to Mars. That's just the way it is. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Art. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you?
Boise, Idaho.
And your first name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I have a prediction for 2004.
Good or bad?
Well, it's not all that great.
Yeah. Most of them are, and it's like the news.
I predict that President Bush will be reelected, and also North Korea will detonate their first.
No, I mean, you only get. Oh, wait. There, you just bumped right into a rule. There's only one prediction allowed. So yours is Bush reelected.
Well, no.
Do you know how much I hate scratching out stuff?
Okay.
All right, fine. I'm scratching it out. So your prediction is?
My prediction is North Korea will detonate their first nuclear weapon, and hence we will invade North Korea.
Just a minor point here. Wouldn't it be better to invade North Korea before they detonate their first nuke?
Well, you know, it would. But at the same time, I think President Bush is going to want to have, because he's going to be reelected, he's going to want to have a reason to invade. And so I think he's going to let them do their test.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. North Korea would not detonate a nuclear weapon unless they had extras. You don't detonate the only way. If you have one nuclear weapon, it's only good for one thing. And one time. And so, you know, as a deterrent or whatever, I mean, nuclear weapons are a gigantic deterrent, right?
And I heard a couple of months ago they were doing a nuclear weapons parade down the middle of their, down the middle of the country. So it leads you to believe that they have probably more than one.
Yeah, well, exactly. But once they have demonstrated, we doubt it a little bit. I mean, once they have demonstrated that, yes, we have the bomb, then everything changes. In a lot of ways. I mean,
right.
For one thing, they get more foreign aid from us.
Hindsight, though, Art. Hindsight, though, nobody thought that people would fly airplanes into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Prediction number two has been assigned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. North Korea detonates first nuclear weapon. Yeah, well, if you think back on it and you wonder, would it be better to have invaded North Korea or Iraq, in a lot of ways, North Korea makes an awful lot more sense, since they are so much closer to that for which we claimed we invaded Iraq. You know, weapons of mass destruction, they really have got them, or just about have them. And if they really do detonate one nuke, then you can be sure they have many nukes. All right, East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Cheerio. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Art Bell.
That's me.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Greetings from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
What was the name?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
No. I got that. Yours.
Oh, Dave, I'm sorry.
Dave, all right, Dave.
well, I have a good prediction.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you'll never get to work for one of the wire services, but fine.
I hear it in your voice, man. I think sometime during the year, I don't know how it's going to come about, but I think you, Mr. Bell, you're going to come back full time on the air.
Huh.
I don't know if how it's going to be, but I hear it in your voice, and I feel it, that you're going to be somehow, some way, come back full-time.
Well, I will write down any prediction that you want, but I'm telling you right now, I am extremely happy doing what I'm doing. And try and imagine yourself, if you had the opportunity to have five days off and work 2 days, would you do that?
Yeah, I would, but you know, it's a job that you like so much, and I think it's engraved your knowledge every day. It's something you like so much. You know a lot about it.
I don't like it, sir. It's my life.
Well, it's your life.
That is my life.
That's what I mean to say.
There is a however here. While radio is my life, I have other avenues that I express it in. I have amateur radio, ham radio over here. I have electronic projects that I've been doing, upgrading things in the house, do we have this cool new TV? I mean, we've just been going crazy keeping ourselves busy. So having 5 days, I'm telling you right now, your prediction is very unlikely to, unless George, takes a trip to 1955 and doesn't come back.
Well, let me just add.
That would change things.
Time changes. Everything changes from day to day. 24 hours, you know, a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, and just give it some time. And I think, a year from now,
we'll give it
you'll
the
be
year.
Back on. You will be full time, right, and I'll come back and I'll say, hey,
told
I was
you
prediction.
So.
I was prediction number what? Number three.
Three. Number three. Sir.
Number three.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good year.
Later. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for a whole lot of reasons. One, George is doing a great job where he is. Number two, really, if you had the opportunity to work 2 days and then get five off, would you take that deal? Number three, I am trying to do other things in my life. You've got to remember, I did this program, and yes, it's my life, but I did it for more years than you know, most of you, probably nigh on 15 years doing the all-night show. 15 years! You think about that. 15 years, and then a long career before that. So, no, I have no intention whatsoever, of coming back full-time. I like it exactly the way it is, and my wife likes it, by the way, exactly the way it is, and we wouldn't change that. Unless George doesn't come back from the 50s or wherever he's going. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. Where are you?
I'm calling from California.
California, and your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, okay.
My prediction for the year 2004 would be in... During the Lent season, the Pope will pass away.
Well, we get this every year. The Pope passes away.
Oh.
And he just hangs in there.
But this year, I believe he will. So.
At Lent, huh?
During the Lent season.
All right. I'll put that down. Have you seen the Pope of late?
You know, I do, and but he looks the same as the previous years, just like you said.
I mean, every time you look at that incredible man, you think, this guy has minutes left. I mean, he's on his deathbed. He looks inert, and he shakes, and he looks like he shouldn't be on the face of the globe, but there he is, year after year. It is amazing, and he's doing it through pure strength of will, I'm convinced.
Yes, you're right, Art, and you're exactly right the way you're describing it, and I feel exactly the same way.
I
feel this year, though, you know, how many more years can you go?
That's right.
Going on like this.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate your call, and you are number four.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. The Pope passes away at Lent. Well, maybe this will be the year that the Pope passes away, but he is an amazing man. You can will yourself to live, as I believe you can will yourself to die. And I think a lot of doctors, regular physicians, would agree with that position, that you can will yourself to live. I mean, even if the body is giving out, the liver is going, the lungs are going, whatever it is that's finally giving out, and we all do at the end, right? You can literally use the power of your mind to keep your organs functioning past the time when they should have. That's the power you have in your mind. And surely the Pope has been doing that. There can be no other answer. On the international line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you?
Great. I'm calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, Nova Scotia. I love you guys up there. What's your first name?
Scott.
All right, Scott.
It's a pleasure, and we love you up here. You're loved all over. I've lived all across Canada and listened to your show every chance I can get.
Well, you sure are on the far side of Canada now, partner.
I certainly am, and we're experiencing some lovely weather.
What? Yes?
Plus 8 all week, pretty much.
Plus 8 degrees centigrade?
Degrees Celsius.
Celsius.
And that is very abnormal for this part of the country.
What is that, Fahrenheit, roughly? You know?
I don't know the translation.
Is it below it's below freezing, right?
No. It's 8 degrees above zero.
Above zero, and zero
above
equals
zero.
32.
So zero,
yeah,
that's
right.
Freezing.
Zero is 32, I believe. So, okay. That is amazing. Well, it's below freezing here in the southwestern U.S. desert and above freezing there. Hey, that makes sense. Do you have
Sounds
a prediction?
Lovely.
Yeah, do you have a prediction?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay.
Somewhat of a similar prediction that Sam Donaldson made a few years back on the air about making contact.
Really?
I don't know if you recall that.
So you're going to say this is going to be the year of contact.
The year of contact, mass consciousness is going to happen. Like, everyone's going to be well aware of that we're not alone this year,
I
do believe.
Why not stick your neck out a little further if you really want to predict that and tell me in what form you think contact will occur?
I think everyone is going to see a firework display of alien life form in the sky, like whether it be a mothership the size of the one in Independence Day, let's say.
Really?
Or just smaller ships all over the planet, just to let us know.
Well,
that We're not alone.
What do you think that would do? I mean, if there were that kind of a display in our skies, people would have heart attacks. They'd fall over dead. Other people would run and get shotguns and shoot at the thing.
Well, I think the people that couldn't handle it are the people that are not evolved enough to inherit this planet. And
so
that
they
would just bleed out.
So from your point of view, they could go ahead and drop dead and it wouldn't matter.
Exactly. It wouldn't matter for the way things are going to change. It would be the end of the world as we know it, but not necessarily the end of the world.
So for those who said, hey, Space Brothers, I love it, you're here, they'd be okay.
I think they would. And I think the younger...
How do you know how do you know we all wouldn't be French fries?
Well, I don't.
Oh, yep, you don't. I got to go. I got to go. I appreciate it. Prediction is number 5, the year of contact, all right?
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
Yep, you have a good night. We're doing predictions for 2004 from the high desert in the middle of the night. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Only predictions taken live on the air, so you've all heard them. Many tape recorders are running. You can be sure of that. So that's the only way we take them. No email predictions. Don't bother. No in-person predictions. No fax predictions. Nothing coming by carrier pigeon. Only those given here on the air are taken. And I want you to give a little bit of thought. Let your mind go blank and come up with a good prediction of something major that's going to happen in 2004, because I want a high hit rate. Well, thank goodness it wasn't made on the phone yet, but here's somebody inevitably, you know, I mean, I say no predictions, right, and I'm not going to take them from the computer, but they're making them like mad. Somebody, here it is. Here's a prediction. I believe that the proliferation of mad cow disease will become so great that humans will no longer be able to use cattle-related products. Thanks. From Dave in Alaska, I guess. Boy, Dave, I don't know. I might will myself to... You know, I don't know if I could handle a world where there was no beef. I really don't. And those who know me would back me up on that. Burgers, beef in every form, I absolutely love it. It just couldn't happen. It just couldn't happen. Life would not be the same. I might will myself out of here if that happened. So no mad cow here. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Now you're on the air. Hi.
From Canyon Lake, California.
Canyon Lake. I'm sorry, and I missed your first name.
AJ.
AJ. All right, AJ. What's
That's
up?
That's right. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Glad to
have
you.
It's great to have you back, especially the 7 nights a week is just fantastic.
Seven nights?
Yeah, 7-9.
Oh, you mean having the show on 7-9?
Yeah, the show.
Yes,
the show.
Oh, indeed, yes.
That's right. You know, listening to the show has really changed my outlook in life. I feel like for 37 years the mass media lied to me, and you guys woke me up.
Let me tell you something. Doing this show for all the years that I've now done it, it's changed my perspective. I began pretty innocently in all of this, simply intrigued by it, and doing the show actually caused me to change my opinions on a lot of things.
Well, I think a lot of people have.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I listened to what you said, and I quieted my mind, and I'm now ready to enter the Bell Family Vault for a year.
And so you shall. Number six it will be.
Number six. Mass media will release irrefutable proof of an advanced civilization that existed before the Egyptians and Sumerians.
Wow. Mass media uncovers ancient civilization.
That's right.
How old are you talking about?
I'm 39.
Okay. No, how old are you? How old a civilization are you talking about?
How old?
Yes, uh-huh.
Of the civilization that's going to come out?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something in the range of the 10,500 to 12,000 BC range.
Wow.
But then again, I'm getting images of a possible, you know,
alien. You know what? All right. It seems likely, doesn't it? It does seem likely that there could be such a thing because life is here now. Life could have been here and erased for some reason at an earlier time. It's likely.
Many times.
Yeah, many times. The only thing is, you know, if there had been, and I said this to someone the other night, if there had been an ancient civilization that achieved space travel, you know, something that magnificent, right?
Right.
There would be, where the hell are the artifacts?
Well, that's a good one. I think that some of them are out there.
If they were making metal products and things that would last, I don't know, they say that the little plastic things that come with a six-pack of whatever, they'll last forever.
Well, you know, you've had guests on that have put forth evidence of things that are totally out of place, technologies that weren't supposed to be there when these things were supposedly created.
That's true.
These things are already out there. It's just I don't think it's been that irrefutable proof. Here it is. This is it. Accept it. And it's going to change the way everybody thinks.
Well, one reason it would change the way everybody thinks would be that there have, you know, that would be proof that, yes, the humans walked on Earth or, you know, beings walked on Earth before, perhaps many times, but certainly at least once. And that means mass extinctions can happen.
That's right.
And do happen. And so our time may be limited.
Well, you know, 2012, it could be the next time. It sure seems like there's a lot of evidence pointing that way.
Number six, it shall be, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, take care. All right, well, I'm open to the prospect that there could have been beings on this planet that developed and, you know, went away, got hit by a rock, whatever, had the sun belch at them. There could be many possibilities, but I'm a guy who needs proof, and I thought that's where last night's guest fell down a little bit. When I finally got him to answer the question, the answer is there is no proof. There is not one shred of physical proof that there was a civilized world that existed prior to the one that we know we live in now. Nothing concrete yet. And so that's way into the gray basket. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Hi, it's Linda from Canada.
What part?
Windsor.
Windsor. Okay, cool.
And, you know, you're so correct about the civilizations, and just listening to you, I smile. Yeah, I do believe that there was a higher one, and like your guest speak, if we don't shape up, we're going to be doomed, too. You know, one flip of the sun, like I like the theory about the sun with the switch. You know, if it gets too much electromagnetic or it's set, you know. All of a
there
sudden,
was a program called Planet Storm, which I saw on Discovery HD, you know, in high definition. I was watching, I watch a lot of Discovery these days because it's in high definition, and they did this thing on the sun, and they plainly said at the end, we have no idea how large a flare could occur. We have no idea what's occurring. Our magnetic field is weakening. It is possible, they admitted during that show, that there could be a strike from the sun that would virtually sterilize the entire Earth.
I agree. I lit up when I heard that. I said, that is another clue. That's another sign. That makes a lot of sense from what's happening today.
You saw that show?
No, I didn't see the show, but I heard it on your show.
Right, okay. All right, anyway, listen, your opportunity has arrived to make prediction number lucky 7.
Oh, that's great. Mm. That's even perfect.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, I predict that they will capture bin Laden.
Really?
Yes.
Would you want to go for alive or dead?
Okay, mostly I think dead.
Okay, I'll just put capture.
Okay, but I didn't think of the alive or dead one. That was just a quick, but I'd say at least by September.
Bin Laden captured. Well, he's going to get sick of the caves eventually.
And we're
going to get him.
Can I mention one more thing there?
Well, of course.
The light. Remember you said, when John Lear said he wouldn't go near the light?
You know, but John Lear, by the way, claims that Whitley Strieber told him that.
Well, I heard a man a few years back tell a story that he was in a crash, and he was on the other side, and he saw this bright light, and he started to go towards it, but he heard his wife call, and something said, "Don't go near there."
Not
and
you
he
too.
Didn't go, and he said, "Hattie."
Oh.
Is that? And he said, "Hattie, he wouldn't have been. He's alive today."
But what if your wife wasn't there to yell at you from the other side?
Well, it's
oh man!
But you know, it makes. I thought, okay, because most of the people that I've talked with that have been with their loved ones when they're dying, there's always someone there, or they saw someone that they smiled, and it was like mostly, everyone's like a peaceful.
Nothing, thank you. Nothing that has ever been said on this program has unsettled me more than that. 'Twas John Lear, in fact, who said it to me. He said, "Art, it's one of the most important things I want to ever tell you. When you die, and when it comes time for you, and you see the light, don't go to the light. It's a trick. Go to the dark." And then later he said, "Well, you know, Whitley Strieber told me that." And I went to Whitley, and Whitley said, "Oh, you know, I don't remember saying that." So I don't know, but it haunted me. Ever since John said that to me, it has preyed on my mind like a bad dream. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Art Bell.
That's true.
Oh, hello. I didn't know it was my turn.
It is your turn.
My name is James. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, James. Big Easy. Never been there. That's one town I'd really love to go to.
Oh, it's excellent. It's party time, and I'm here 24 hours. So.
Is it really like party most of the time in New Orleans?
You can. I have friends in New York that say eventually they shut it down, but down here they fight to stay up.
Yeah.
Even if it's the dinkiest bar on Bourbon Street, you'll find everyone heading towards that one once 5 o'clock runs around, because we still got to stay up.
That's a city I've got to make, and I have been to most, but not that one. Anyway, so what's up? You want to make a prediction?
Yes, sir, and I was going to do what you suggested with a blank in my mind, and I think I just had a couple of things sent to me where I didn't even have to do that.
That will do. That's fine.
I had heard you. It was a rebroadcast, I believe, when you first mentioned that. Clear your mind. And
wait a minute. You're only allowed one prediction now, so don't launch into more than one.
Okay, well this is how I got to my prediction.
Okay.
It was the morning that the earthquake happened in Iran, and I was on MSNBC.
Yes.
And they mentioned that the Beagle 2 didn't land yet.
Mm.
And the lady anchor, she says, "You know, there's some conspiracy theorists out there and astrologists that believe our human race actually came from Mars and that they have structures there and stuff." And the male anchor looked over and he said, "You got to be kidding me." And she said, "No, you got to stay up late at night and listen to the radio to hear stuff like that." That is about as big a plug you can get without actually having your name mentioned.
I guess so, huh?
So the next thing the guy said was, "Well, NBC just bought Sci-Fi Channel. Are you trying to plug them or something?" I didn't know that either, so I learned something. Now, I'm trying to clear my mind again. I was going to do it last night.
You're not supposed to be doing it while you're on the call here.
Correct. Well, Contact came on.
I haven't seen
it since I've been listening to you. I've listened to you for about 2 years now, and I've seen the movie. I love the movie, but I haven't seen it since I've been listening to you. So instead of clearing my mind, I watched it. And there was, of course, when the news came out, it was all across the news.
All right, now wait a minute. Everything has stopped you from clearing your mind. Now, wait a minute. Just clear your mind right now. There, we'll be silent. We'll wait. All right, was that enough?
Yes, sir.
All right, so your prediction then?
Yes, something will happen. It will not be something so great that the mainstream, the daytime news gets a hold of it, but it will be something that will point a finger or a direction towards the Coast to Coast, to where Coast to Coast will be mentioned more in the mainstream. It's something I never heard of until I started listening to you, and that mm-hmm. first time on MSNBC is the first time I actually even heard it talked about in a passive way, and I do believe that something will happen to where something maybe that happens on your program, something that somebody mentions.
Got it.
That will break. And the guy that said you might be working more, if something that major happened and they needed someone from Coast to Coast to go on the Today Show and all that, you would find yourself working more in the upcoming year. So it almost pretty much verified the only thing that I could come across my mind as a prediction is that something will happen to where Coast to Coast will break. To where it will have more people listening.
All right. I've got it. Thank you very, very much. That's number 8. Coast to Coast does something, and I can envision, I can absolutely envision this occurring, that something that we've talked about very heavily on this program suddenly becomes mass media news, and the mass media for a change does connect what we have said or done or one of the interviews we've done here was something that actually occurs. Well, guess what? That's really already happening. It's just that they won't make note of it. For example, the increased storms, the radical weather change that's underway, which some years ago the mainstream media had a chance to chuckle about at my expense and that of Whitley's as well. Well, they chuckle no more, of course. But they also do not note that we've been talking about that for quite some number of years here. So perhaps soon. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art Bell.
Hello.
Hi, this is Fred from Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage. Oh, I lived there 3 years, Fred.
Oh, okay. I've been here since June.
Began actually doing nights, and then I did the morning show for KENI in Anchorage for 3 years.
Yeah, that's the station I listen to, KENI.
That's our baby.
Yes.
All right. So, well, hey, how's the weather in Alaska?
Well, it was cold the past two or three nights, but it's going to warm up tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the 30s in the daytime tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's no wonder the permafrost up there is turning to mush. Okay. Do you have a prediction for us?
I sure do, and this has been running through my mind for the past 4 or 5 months.
Good.
It's not good news, though.
Well, unfortunately, like the mainstream news, not much of it is good, but anyway.
Well, it's a long one, but it ties into what I'm going to predict.
Well, I can't write down a whole lot of stuff, so just give me the sort of the central core of it here.
The terrorist or slash war that's going on in the Middle East is going to get out of control as to where all our troops are going to be focused in that area. And my prediction is the North Koreans together with the Chinese are going to either bomb or invade a U.S. territory or a actual state of the United States. After the influx of military personnel and National Guard are sent to the Middle East region.
Let me tell you why I think that won't happen. I think that won't happen because any nation on the face of the earth knows that if they were to actually, as a nation, attack, let's say, California, for example, the Chinese attack California,
right,
we would respond with nuclear weapons.
Correct.
And we would blow their butts off the face of the earth.
Correct.
And that's what I think will prevent that from occurring. The Mideast spinning out of control, that could very easily occur, I'm afraid.
Well, this leads into World War III.
It certainly would.
If we're still alive to tell each other.
Well, you know what they say about the next World War. Sticks and stones, right? I think it'd be the war following.
I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you very much for the call and the dire prediction. I think the first part of it's more likely, the Middle East spinning completely out of control with us in Iraq. Sure, that could easily occur right now. The world's terrorist organizations are streaming people into Iraq as quickly as they can get them there, which is good and bad. Bad because it's resulting in a continual stream of U.S. soldiers being killed. Good because we get them all in one spot. In other words, they stream in from Afghanistan and I'm sure Iran and Syria, and no matter where, you know, they're just coming in fast as they can and they're going after U.S. servicemen. The good side of it is we get, I guess target practice would be a cruel word, wouldn't it? But you get the idea. On the international line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Yes. Art?
Yes.
Hi. It's Derek, and I'm calling from Nanaimo, B.C., in Canada.
Way up north. Yes, sir.
I think it's number 3 this tonight from Canada.
Actually, that may be, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I've been listening to your show for the full 15 years plus. Enjoyed it very, very much.
Thank you.
My background is in the aerospace business. Through my career, I worked on the Canada arm that's used on all the shuttles.
Oh, the very important arm, yes.
Yeah, so I listened to all the launches and look forward to a good future.
You didn't have anything to do with that damn cow, did you?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Listen, the hour is almost over, so I should launch and ask about your prediction.
Yeah. My prediction, of course, I've always been intensely interested with the challenge of going to Mars and learning more about it. So I think that the British will get some very interesting photographs because of the high quality of their stereo cameras, and I'm just waiting with bated breath to see these pictures come back.
So
I believe they will find artificial structures.
Oh,
on the surface of the planet.
All right, gotcha.
Or confirm the previously recorded ones.
I've got it. The British do it with their craft. All right, sir. Thank you very much, and we're going to break here at the top of the hour.
Heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long.
Bell. Call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
I predict that this song, which I'm so enamored with, will be used on future episodes soon to begin of that incredible program on Showtime called Dead Like Me. If you haven't watched that when it comes back on, do it. It's really a cool program. They've used this song on 2 or 3 episodes of it, actually. And while I'm not given to wanting to be on TV at all, I would be honored to have my soul snatched by George. I really would. That's a very cool show. Check it out. It's on Showtime. I think starting up again in January or something. It's called Dead Like Me. We'll be right back. I'll tell you this. I think the two people who made the predictions about artifacts on Mars being discovered, whether it's us or the British or whoever, are dead on the money. Whether it'll be the year 2004 or not, I don't know. But I do think those predictions will ultimately be dead on the money. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is John from Los Angeles.
Sorry. Hello, John, L.A., huh?
L.A. All my right. Compliments to your unique radio show and your illustrious career, Mr. Bell.
Thank you. And speak up right into that phone. You're going to have to yell
okay,
at us.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. I have a bad habit of putting it down my chin. All right, here's a bomb prediction for you.
A bomb prediction.
Bomb. I predict, and in a way actually tied into two of your other predictions.
You're on a cell phone, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. How's that? Is that better?
It's better, but all those things ought to be put in one place and a bomb should be set off under them. But go ahead.
I predict it. On your show,
yeah.
Through the use of you, it will be revealed to the world that there are advanced humans in just about every area of science that exist, and throughout their lives chose not to reveal that, and chose to do work privately, which they could fund. And at some point this year, I think one or two or perhaps several of them would come forward and reveal their existence on your show.
In other words, Einsteins that are out there now walking among us.
Hundreds or perhaps thousands of years intellectually ahead of us. People who already know the Grand Unified Theory.
Uh-huh.
People who have physical and other things that just simply don't exist in our current technology. Which will also explain many, many things that do exist and have been, we'll say, published as found by the government.
Uh-huh.
Many things, for instance, in Area 51 were actually created here by some of these people, confiscated, and these people just were never revealed.
All right, I've got it. Now, I kind of go along with that. I don't know about a sudden revelation of many of them in our population. However, there could easily be what we would call, what we would refer to as superhuman people out there, people with perhaps some kind of power. That we don't have, that we would regard as paranormal, and would they hide it if they had it? You betcha. If they were smart, they would, unless they turned it into some kind of circus act and went and tried to make money with it. Ultimately, a life decision probably would dictate that you would hide something like that. So that could be dead on. On the wild card line, you have arrived. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I've never called in to a radio show before, but...
Well, that's a good start. What's your first name?
It's Jolene.
Jolene?
Yes.
Well, that's a very pretty name. And where are you, Jolene?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston. All right.
Yeah, I'm usually asleep at this time, but I heard you talking about predictions, and I just had to throw my 2 cents in.
Well, on the show, it's worth more than 2 cents, believe me. But but fire away. What do you think's going to happen? Now, this is for the year 2004, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Saddam Hussein will be murdered or attempted when they try to take him to trial.
You know something? I am still surprised and shocked that we got Saddam alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I am just shocked. I
said to him to not go down without a fight, and he was just down in the hole cowering.
Yeah. I know the whole thing is pretty weird, but even so, and I know I shouldn't say this because we are the United States and we don't kill rulers of other countries, but I thought surely when we found him there would be some sort of standing secret order that he should trip, you know, and probably hit the wall or some metal object real hard.
Yeah.
But apparently not. So we got him. All right, thank you very much. So she believes that he'll be murdered. A situation perhaps like the Oswald situation, right? Can Saddam really be allowed to live? Well, I guess. A trial? Maybe. But I admit surprise to you, and that may show you the shape of my somewhat twisted mind. And it is a little bit that way after all these years. Surely a lot of you also probably felt as I did feel at the time, and that was that we wouldn't let him come out alive. That there would be a fight, and at the very least, you know, he'd be shot or he'd run into something or have an unfortunate something or another happen to him, but he wouldn't end up alive and captured. And lo and behold, it's what we've got. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Art.
Good morning to you.
Happy New Year. This is Francis from Brooklyn calling.
Brooklyn.
Yes. And it's beautiful weather. I'm only sorry we didn't have this weather in October, November. But my prediction for the year involves the economy. And it involves a change with regard to our international balance of payments and our currency. I believe we're going to see a dual currency system adopted after June 1st in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Describe it.
Well, I believe it'll be one type of currency that will be for domestic economic transactions, and a second type for the international balance of payments. Over the year, we had two major setbacks that I think are related to our excessive spending with regard to our wars around the globe. And that would be, one, we've lost between 35% and 40% of the U.S. dollar against the EU currency over the last 18 months.
That's true statement.
And the fact that in September and October, the negotiations with China over the U.S. dollar in the Hua, floating one currency against the balance of payments of another, failed. So I think we're going to see that. And what it will mean is that we'll have basically two separate currencies, one for international balance of payments and transactions between corporations and nations, and one for the domestic savings and the money supply.
That's
and they'll be able to be controlled very easily. And sadly, another thing that happened in the last 2 weeks that I'm concerned about is the fact that the U.S. Citizens having the right to own gold under the Patriot Act now, we have our John Ashcroft and also Tom Ridge now authorized to look into all of the gold transactions, the buying and selling of gold by domestically in the United States.
Are they really doing that?
They are. And I think so we'll see
with an eye toward what?
Well, I think the domestic currency will be able to be devalued or inflated at will.
And what I'm asking is, do you think they're going to outlaw the owning of gold again?
I think what they'll do is control the supply. So those that have it and don't sell it will probably hold it, and those that want to buy it will be more difficult.
Very interesting.
And that would allow for the second currency to be backed by gold for the international balance of payments and transactions.
Well, I'm with you all the way. Thank you. Fascinating prediction, actually. Fascinating. I have seen all rumors and emails about gold, and there was some. I'm not saying in the mass media there has been any word that U.S. citizens, again, would not be allowed to own gold, but there's some there's rumbles going on the Internet about that sort of thing. So I guess they are looking at something related, and a dual currency, one to meet domestic demands and one to service foreign, is a very, very interesting idea. Let's watch that one very carefully. That, by the way, is prediction number 13. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, hello. Where are you?
This is Phoenix James, or something like that.
No, you're in Phoenix.
James.
And you're James.
Yes, sir.
All right, James, yell at me because you're not too loud. And
okay. You know how that guy was talking about, your guest, about Tesla and taking energy out of the atmosphere?
Oh, yes.
Well, I believe that we're going to find that these belches from the sun are from HARP taking too much energy from out there.
Well,
causing a drain.
Well, right now, HARP is not taking energy from the ionosphere. It's actually blasting energy at the ionosphere.
But doesn't that draw it, according to that test?
Well, it absolutely could disturb it. It could disturb the ionosphere. That's what everybody's concerned about. One of the things, anyway. Mm-hmm. So why don't I put down HARP disturbs atmosphere? Okay, and whether it's coming or going energy-wise, the effect is you're predicting a disturbance of the ionosphere, right?
Actually, I was predicting it for the sun, sir.
For the sun?
Uh-huh. Since that's what was described as where the energy comes from, where we get it anyway.
Well, that is where we get it.
Uh-huh.
All right, I've got you down then. I'm not sure exactly sure how that fit in with HARP. He said the sun. Well, so no, really, the HARP disturbs ionosphere was really the core of that, and I'm not sure how we really switched to the sun at the end there, because there is, believe me, no relationship between what HARP does and the sun does, except they both meet in their effect in the ionosphere. International line, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Art. This is Kevin from Montreal, listening to you on the Internet.
Montreal. All right, Kevin. Welcome.
Previously a DXer from Cleveland, WATM 1100.
No, it's not WATM, although those would be cool call letters. It's WTAM, actually.
WTAM, that's right. I'm sorry.
ATM would be like automatic teller machine.
That's right.
okay. If you make a prediction, it shall be number 15.
Well, your wild card caller got to it before me. Because I was predicting that he would die in captivity.
Oh, that...
Whether it be from duress or some kind of foul play.
Well, you know what? I will just... Do you want me to actually put that down for you, or do you want me to just underline the earlier caller?
Well, I could throw in maybe the Mars thing is not happening at all this year. No news, nothing.
You don't think so? You think they're all going the way of the Beagle and so many others?
Well, I was listening to your Hoagland recap here from the other night on Streamlink, and something from the Bible came to me about the angel at the Garden of Eden blocking the entrance for man to ever return again.
Yes.
Sounds like we're being blocked.
I thought one of the most interesting moments of that program was when we stumbled into the Garden of Eden Mars model. You know, that one went kind of ding, ding, ding for me. Maybe Mars at one time was a virtual Garden of Eden. We know there was a lot of water there. There was an atmosphere, probably trees and grass. And it was, I bet it was beautiful whenever they had an atmosphere. And
especially knowing now that we've been, it's been proven that we have a 25-hour clock, and so does Mars. Most plant life and animal life have 24-hour clock on this planet.
Yes, but I was thinking of the biblical bite of the apple. You know that
just throw this in there. Yeah,
we were in paradise, and just one little crunch, and boom, we're off Mars. It has no atmosphere. We're on Earth on our own.
And by the way, since the Dames was off on this little sun thing, I think we're okay for a while.
Think so?
Well, he said 3 weeks.
You're quite right about that.
It's been a lot longer than 3 weeks.
It certainly has.
Start making plans again.
Thank you very much. Yes, the sun calmed down after truly out of control period of time for our sun. And, baby, it was out of control. In terms of where we were in the 11-year cycle, for us to be getting those super flares was frightening. That's the word, frightening. It actually frightened me. It was way out of control. We had stuff they couldn't even measure that was beginning to happen. Now, could it rear its ugly head again? Yes, at any moment. Did it in the three-week time period Ed Dames talked about? No, it did not. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. It's an honor to speak to you.
And to you, sir. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
That's always the immediate first thing to do. What is your first name?
My name is Rod. I'm calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, Rod, what's up?
I like to predict if in 2004, China will make it to the moon.
China makes it to the moon.
Hopefully they'll make it past that atom belt.
Yeah, all right, got it. China makes it to the moon. That, unfortunately, may be true. This is very serious. And what we talked about last night with regard to the Chinese, I don't know if they'll have 100,000 Chinese wandering around on the moon or something, or even in space. I would tend not to think that one would come true. But the Chinese making it to the moon, yes, perhaps so. They are driving their space program right now like a Mack truck, baby. They're pouring a lot of money into it. They've got a lot of Chinese, rather Russian hardware that they're buying and duplicating and improving. And they have their mindset, their Chinese minds, on going to the moon and occupying space. So we're back in the race again. I mean, you've got to look at it that way. And the U.S. administration has got to look at it that way. Before, we never had the Chinese to worry about. We had the Russians. And, well, when the Cold War was going on, the race was good for space. And it was good for the American space effort because it gave us motivation. If for no other reason than, by God, we're going to beat the Ruskies, right? And we did. And then our competition went away. So now we're going to get new competition, the Chinese. And I think that will be grand for our space program. It has a lot to do with why the president's about to make an announcement about a U.S. space goal. So I think it's a good thing. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Hello?
Yes, Art.
Yes.
Hi, this is Michael in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir. I wanted to make a prediction on what a politician will do in 2004 as far as proposing legislation to Congress to televise the execution of Osama bin Laden if he is captured and sentenced to death.
Wow. Televise execution of bin Laden. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right, thank you very much. Wow. Got to get down here. Bin Laden. That's incredible. Assuming he's captured, that's really something to consider. We actually have politically considered televising executions in the past, and they've always ruled against it. However, this caller could be onto something. Bin Laden is generally accepted to be the person in power, except by a few, who was responsible for everything that happened when those airplanes were pointed. And so all of America could, in a sense, be, I think, fairly judged to have a particular interest in seeing that execution. That might be the first televised execution in all history. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Art Bell.
Yes, indeed. What is your first name?
This is Reverend Wolf from Springfield, Missouri.
Reverend. Okay. Reverend, I normally would not expect a reverend to call a prediction show.
Oh, well, I'm a Wiccan.
Yo, you're a Wiccan reverend. All right. Well, that answers why, then.
Actually, I want to say that I've been listening to you since I was a kid, and you're one of the reasons I'm as weird as I am.
Huh.
So prediction is I've been channeling since I was a kid.
Now, wait a minute. If you've been listening to me since you were a kid, you know that I'm not big on channeling.
Well, it's kind of like channeling, I guess. I get like this. It comes to me like a radio broadcast.
Really?
Yeah. And usually I pay attention to it. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm not. But this is a pretty strong one.
Well, look, can you stand by during the break here?
Forever.
Yeah, forever. All right, well, we got a break. So it's not forever, but a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Sign up for StreamLink at www.coasttocoastam.com, and you can hear tonight's show over and over and over.
chaka, hooka, hooka. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. Hooka, 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 chaka, hooka. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Hooka, hooka. That's candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Not a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay up begging if I can for sure.
To talk with Art Bell, call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Rocking the nighttime with predictions for 2004. Now, that's something we do once a year, and we do it every single year. And then lock them all away in the Bell Family Vault, bringing them out to embarrass you next year. Only this year, I'm thinking you're going to do great things. That's right. Great things this year because you thought really hard about it. Right? I believe we were chatting with a somewhat twisted Wiccan priest of some sort who claimed that I twisted him. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you twisted me.
Yeah, I twisted you. All right, so... you no doubt have a twisted prediction for me.
Oh, I tried to come up with a good prediction, but the one that's trying to get my attention the most is this. I have a massive natural explosion of nuclear proportion at a place called Wolf Head.
I
kind of get the feeling it's near the Bering Strait, but I don't know where that is. It's huge.
Do you actually, are you pretty certain it's nuclear?
It's a nuclear proportion. You remember a long, long time ago when they had that meteor crash in Siberia and it flattened trees for hundreds of miles?
Totally. So you're saying it could be something like that?
It's something like that. I don't know if it's a Mount St. Helens or a meteor or maybe a nuclear explosion actually, but it's a huge explosion.
Got it.
It's at a place called Wolf Head.
Wow. Now, out of curiosity, how did this come to you?
You don't like channelers.
Right.
But I have this entity that I've been talking to for about 10 years, and he goes, I named him Charlie.
And Charlie said it was going to happen.
Yep. Charlie got my attention. He gets my attention. He says, hey, listen, I got to tell you something. I go, okay, what? And he tells me. I predicted the Kobe earthquake when it happened years ago, and I've done a couple other predictions that have come true. Some of them do, some of them don't.
All right, Wolfhead is duly noted. It is prediction number 17.
Thank you very much.
And, you're welcome. Happy to twist you. So, an explosion of nuclear proportion in a place called Wolfhead up north. Certainly not good, but certainly possible. In other words, once a rock, then it's certainly possible another rock could fall, huh? And these are rocks that can take out entire world populations. Even the most cautious of scientists will admit that could reasonably occur, perhaps even in our lifetimes. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi, what is your first name?
Daryl.
And from where do you emanate?
From Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, huh? All right.
And I'm not sure what the station number is.
Well, that's KFYI.
Okay.
Anyway, no doubt you're calling with a prediction.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I predict that Saddam Hussein is okay. He might be tried for his crimes. He might be sentenced to death, but he's not going to die from that. He's going to be, I guess you could say, assassinated before he can be executed.
Yeah. I kind of agree with your prediction. I really do. I'm surprised that he's made it this far alive. So, yeah. And I'll tell you exactly why, too. It's because, and this is now the second person who has said this, Saddam potentially has a lot of really embarrassing things that he could say about us. He could get in front of some tribunal, whether it would be in Geneva or ends up being where it ought to be, in Iraq. And frankly, he could say, you know, an awful lot of what I did because of what the United States gave me back during the times when I was having a war with Iraq. And I also, by the way, invaded Kuwait only after the United States sent word through a lower-level a political person of some sort that it would really be okay that we'd wink and nod should I invade. And so that's why I mean, there's a lot of embarrassing things that Saddam Hussein could potentially say in a trial. Very embarrassing. And so I'm surprised that his health seems... Of course, now, he's with our CIA at the moment, and they're asking him really hard questions. Probably with prejudice. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But let's suffice to say I, too, am very surprised. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
John, I'm from London, Ontario.
London, Ontario. Hi, John. Glad to have you on the program. What's up?
Not too much. I'd just like to say thanks and nice to meet you and everything. And my prediction is a little more lighthearted, but I would...
Listen to the Rockies, call toll-free, 1-800-618-8255.
In the World Series.
That's not lighthearted at all.
Well, it's lighthearted that the Red Sox win.
The Red Sox win, I'll put that down.
Right.
George
is ill, though, right now.
Well, all right.
I apologize to all my American neighbors.
Well, you didn't get to, I took it out. I mean, predicting, you should not predict people's death on the air. I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. So that's a rule. Not only presidents, but you can't, well, maybe the Pope. I mean, but not much, no, well, anyway. No, let's try and stay away from predictions of people's death. That's, unless they're very generalized. Let's try and stay away from that if we can. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hello there.
Yeah, I have a prediction for you. This is Jeff in Murphy, North Carolina.
On a cell phone, right, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My only phone.
All right. Oh, more and more people are actually turning to cell phones now as their only phone.
Yes. I predict that there will be a volcanic eruption in Yellowstone this year, but I don't think it's going to be the massive eruption that everybody's thinking is going to be soon. I think this one may even delay a larger one.
Really? There's lots and lots of talk on the web about something like that occurring in Yellowstone. I'm sure you're aware of it.
I have the strongest feeling about it, and I strongly believe it'll be in July or early August.
All right, I'm curious. How do you get these visions or word? How does it come to you?
I get a feeling about things every once in a while. I predict within a few days every year here where I live when we'll have our first snow.
Okay.
And usually I can do that a month in advance or even more. And just, I don't know. It just comes to me.
Good enough. Got it down. An eruption in Yellowstone, not the monster, but an eruption nevertheless. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, take care. All right. Well, I can see that you have put little bit of work into your predictions, and I highly appreciate that. Let us review a few of the predictions. I told you we didn't have many, about 37, something like that, made last year for the year 2003. The first one was that there would be a mission to Mars announced. Well, they didn't say manned. Well, there was a mission announced and is underway. I guess I've got to give that a ding now that I think about it. Richard C. Oakland gets new images from NASA. Ding, ding. You betcha. We talked about them at length right here. Number three, the Pope will die. Bonk. Every year we get the Pope will die. And every year I am pleased to be able to bonk it. And number four, that there would be a world war. And, of course, had that occurred, I would not be here to go ding, 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 ding. And happily, I'm here to go bonk. We have not, as of yet, had a world war. Now, when I first looked at these predictions, I thought, you know, we really had a trashy bad year. But actually, as I looked down the list, there were actually quite a few hits here, so you didn't do as badly as I thought. A wild card line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Howdy.
How are you this evening? You got Bill out here in XM land listening to you going down the highway.
On yet another cell phone.
Well, yes, sir. That happens to be the only way I can talk to you out of my truck.
Now, yours is better than the average. I'll give it that. I mean,
you
hear how some of them sound, right?
Yes, sir.
This one's above average.
Well, that is good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm always happy to hear my service is good.
All right. Anyway, you, no doubt, tooling down the highway, had lots of time to quiet your mind and think. What have you come up with?
Well, I believe after the miserable failure of these Mars probes that are going to Mars,
yes,
what's going to happen is Lawrence Livermore Labs out in California is going to announce that they've developed a new, like a kinetic hydrogen drive that'll allow the space-time flight to Mars to be limited to about 3 weeks as opposed to the 6 to 8 months it is now.
So I could put down new space drive system?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And how quickly could we get to Mars with it?
In about 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks, as opposed to what, 18 months? Isn't that what they say?
I thought it was about 6 to 8 months.
Or something long like that. But anyway, so that would be one heck of a new drive system. Overdrive, actually. All right, excellent. Thank you very much. And it is prediction number 21. And, of course, that's possible, that it is indeed possible that one of these days we'll come up with a different way other than nozzles and conventional hard fuel or liquid fuel or whatever in the hell we use today. There's got to be a better way, and there's going to have to be a way to get up near the speed of light or perhaps even fool everybody and fool the speed of light. And I specifically chose that word, fool the speed of light, and learn how to travel great distances like that. It will happen. Either that or we won't be going much of anywhere. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Jack.
Hi, Jack. Where are you?
Urbana, Illinois.
Urbana, Illinois. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have made it on to the Great Prediction Show.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frunze is what they call it.
What is
Some
it?
People pronounce it Frunze. Some people just say Frunze. It's spelled Frunze. It's a city.
Yeah.
It's a satellite country which used to belong to the Soviet Union.
What about it?
That is where Osama bin Laden will be found. Operatives of Russia will be cooperating with other international...
Are you talking about bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, yes.
It came to me a little over a year ago. He'll be caught there. He'll be killed there. He will not be taken alive. He's not Saddam Hussein, you understand. And it will be quite a slaughter. I would venture to say that probably around 4 or 5 dozen of his bodyguards will also be killed.
Just as a matter of interest here, should we get bin Laden?
And you were right. Yes.
Frunze, right?
Well, that's the way I pronounce it. Most people say Frunze. Yeah. Some people say in the United States say Frunze.
All right, whatever, wherever he is, we get him. Even where you said, but we get him alive. Now,
no, you can't get him alive.
Well, I'd have said that about Saddam, but look at that. There he was in a hole.
Well, Saddam was not as popular as this guy. This is a very popular guy, Osama bin Laden. He is surrounded by people who, I can't say that on the radio, they worship him. Okay.
Thank you. Well, yes, they do, sure. But what does his popularity have with regard, what does it mean with regard to his last-minute decision to fight or not?
He's a fighter.
And Saddam, obviously not.
No, Saddam is a thief, a street thug. No, he's not a fighter.
Still, I figured there'd be a good fight. I mean, you know, his son's put up a pretty good fight.
Saddam Hussein is a dictator, a brutal dictator of a third world country, a developing country, let's say.
Yeah.
Though it has oil riches and all of that, he sucked it all up into his own straw, through his own straw, didn't he?
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
and
look,
so
I was going to ask
you. Osama bin Laden is a figurehead.
Okay, I was going to ask
throughout the Islamic world.
If, by chance, we got him alive, let's say some horrid accident happened and we got him alive, would they televise the execution as a previous caller?
No way. That would be a political disaster for any George Bush, who will be reelected, much to my chagrin.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much. So Frunze is where bin Laden will be found. And he will not be taken alive. He will put up a fight and be killed with three or four of his bodyguards. That was prediction number 22, and a good one it was. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art.
Hi.
This is Curtis from Seattle.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, here's my prediction. It might be a little bit more of a premonition.
Okay.
But you can decide. This came to me in a dream. I had a dream of the number 57.
Yes.
And for some reason in my dream, I was forced to double the number. And the number I got was 114.
Yeah.
And I've never had a dream about math before, so I figured that this was important to me. And this is the only premonition that I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I told a couple people about it. So I figured that 114 must refer to a date. So that would be January 14th.
You're starting to stretch this a little bit. But
oh, you think so?
Well, I mean, why not take 114 for its face value? The 114th day of the year. How about that?
Well, you could.
I mean, why do you convert it automatically to a date? But I mean, you're allowed to do whatever you want. It's your dream. What the hell?
Well, this is I felt forced that this was an important number. So I figured if something was going to happen sooner than later.
All right, so...
And then a week later, we went to this orange alert. Within a week. And they said they're going to keep this orange alert going through the end of January.
Yeah.
So that makes me even more suspicious. And then I got to thinking that this number has the number 11 in it.
Yes.
And I hear you talking about the number 11 a lot on the show. Meaning, does it mean like a moment of clarity?
Oh, I don't know.
Something...
I don't know. There's people with this 11-11 thing, but I don't know.
Okay. And then if you take the 9-11...
Oh, here we go. Now, you're really going out on the end of a limb here.
I understand,
you?
But I just have to tell you this, because I don't usually get these premonitions. I mean, this is
the first
one.
It's your premonition.
So this is important to me.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, January 14th, I feel like something is going to happen that will create a moment of clarity, sort of like 9/11 did for the country.
Okay, you think it'll be of the proportion of 9/11? Something?
Well,
do you see it being something really bad?
Something bad enough to create some sort of clarity and synchronized thought of everybody in the country. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. What clarity came with 9/11?
Well, everybody was feeling the same thing. We were angry. We were sad. We were all thinking about the same things that had happened. And that hasn't happened, at least in my lifetime, until that date.
So that straightened a lot of things up for you when it happened?
Straightened things up for me?
I'm not sure I could say that would be true of me. As I think of what happened then, I don't know. It didn't. I don't think it provided clarity. It provided a lot of anger. I was angry as hell.
Right, and everybody was. That's what I'm saying. We were all clear on our feelings.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got it. It's clear. January 14th. Something monstrous, something gigantic is going to happen. Believe me, sir, we will watch that date. You're listening to Predictions for the Year 2004. And we'll be right back.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind. Holding you is a warmth that I thought I could never find.
Take a ride. To talk with Art Bell, call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Other programs may do predictions, but these are the only official ones. Kind of like licensed psychics, right? Welcome, everybody. We're doing predictions for the year 2004. You're welcome to make one. I only ask that you consider carefully, very carefully, before you do it, take a quiet moment, a little time out, and let your prediction come to you au naturel. And then we'll review them next year. We're actually getting a very good crop. I'm encouraged from what I've heard so far. So I think you're cooperating. More in a moment. Once again into the darkness. He starts a little early. The darkness of unscreened telephone territory. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jessica. I'm calling from Cleveland on WTAM 1100 AM.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
Just spiffy. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I also kind of agree with the guy who called and said about the January 14th thing.
Really?
But I also feel that it's going to be a little more like having to do with the nature aspect, like how we've been having the earthquakes in like California and Iran. I don't believe that it's going to stay like localized there. I believe that the earthquakes in like bad weather and stuff might just come to us a little more heavy than we think.
Well, I that's almost a sure bet. I mean, the weather is in the middle of changing right now. It's going to get very violent.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I also feel just like he was saying, you know, there's something coming. Like, I can feel it in the pit of my stomach. Like, something is going to happen. Like,
well, now listen to me. Do you want to delineate between his prediction involving January 14th specifically and make it your own as just something in the year or the month or, you know, you want to nail it?
I feel it's going to be real soon. I wouldn't say exactly like January 14th, but I would say definitely within the month. I mean, I feel that something is coming. Like, they're, you know, like, it's just not going to be left alone. You know, like with the whole Saddam thing and everything, it's not going to be left alone. And I believe that we're just going to, it's just going to keep escalating from there.
So something big within a month. Do you think earthquake? I mean, do you want to pin it down at all?
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I feel like both of those things, like, that's what comes to me with my prediction is, like, I feel with the earth, you know, and, like, the nature aspect, like, the earthquakes are just going to get more rapid. And then I also feel with, like, the people aspect with, like, the Saddam and his followers are going to get more agitated and they're going to start retaliating more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all within, like, the next month, I just feel like our world is about to be turned upside down.
All right. Let me try this out on you. I happen to agree with you, not necessarily on the timetable, but I certainly think, mm-hmm. you know, really radical weather is going to be coming our way now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this is because of the hand of man? In other words, doing something that we ought not be doing with the world, or do you think that this is just a natural cyclical big time change coming?
You know, that's a good question. I really do feel like it moves more towards the hand of man. You know, like we are in our own way, just, you know, like destroying our earth. You know, I feel that it's just, we're making our own little catastrophic, you know, like world going on here. So,
well, you know, I think what got my attention more than anything else during the year, we had two images up on the website of the of the North Pole, of the entire Arctic, actually.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of the Arctic wasn't there anymore. I mean, they showed a picture, I think it was from, what, 91 and then 97 or whatever.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of it was gone. Now,
I know. That's, you know, right, that's what I'm saying. It's just, where is it going? You know, like, what's happening? What's going on that we don't know about, you know?
Remember the movie Waterworld?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, Waterworld, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, you know, we might be headed in that kind of direction if, you know, we all don't open our eyes now and maybe start realizing what's really going on.
Do you have any friends named Noah?
Noah, no.
No, huh?
No, that I don't.
All right, listen, no. Thank you for the call. And
thank
your
you.
Prediction
have a
is,
great night.
You too, duly recorded as number 24. Anybody LC Waterworld out there, you remember that? A world made of nothing but water? A time when, well, could it happen? I don't know. Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Susan from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Susan. Now, the weather in Orlando must be good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's really nice. We've been having really nice weather. We did have some cold weather about a week ago, but it's great right now.
Well, it's good to know it's great somewhere. All right. So what's up, Sunny?
Well, my prediction for 2004
yes.
is that the Earth, as we know it now, that we're coming to a real crossroads in 2004.
Huh. This doesn't sound too sunny.
Well, it depends. It's sort of like if you're either going to go and fall off of a cliff.
Right.
Or you can build a bridge and cross over safely. And the difference is going to be, like, there may be significant decisions and great changes, but it depends on the people's attitudes.
Well, yeah, but your prediction is one of those things where if nothing happens, you can go, whew, we took the right road.
Uh-huh. Well, that's because, well, for example, like for changes, it could be things that are above us, like atmosphere, weather, space, mm-hmm. anything or things that are on the ground even.
Okay, then let's try it from this perspective. You said that we would be at a crossroad.
Yes.
The implication is that we could do something to change it. I mean, if it's as massive as something from space, like a big rock,
uh-huh.
or weather changes that are happening, uh-huh. you really think that's in our control to change?
It's going to depend on people's attitudes, how they look at things.
Yeah.
The ethics of some things.
Well, then, you know, I hate to say this, but then we're doomed.
Well,
it's time for the rock. Well, it depends on what. Look around you. Look at the news. Look at the ethics of people.
Uh-huh.
Have they improved significantly? Do we still slaughter each other? I might add, in the name of God, usually. Yes.
Well, if there's a crossroads for the whole world, depending on what's going on, it may be something that might actually draw people together. Or they're going to die. They're not going to survive. It's going over the cliff, or it's building a bridge and crossing over safely. And if it involves the whole world, then people might decide, you know, maybe we better stick together and stop fighting each other.
That'll be the day.
Well,
but that will be the day. That's what you're
saying.
Let's see what happens. All right, good enough.
Okay.
It's number 25. Thank you. But I'll tell you, if our fate as a planet depended upon our behavior, our ethical, moral behavior, well, see you on the other side, baby. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Ramona.
It is Ramona.
Yes. I'm from Westfield, Massachusetts.
Way back in Massachusetts. Yes. Ramona is, of course, a very beautiful name.
Yes, I know that. It's also your wife's name.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put this, but I, back in the early 60s, I had an encounter. And ever since then, my friend and me, we talk about it because we're both involved. And we never really spoke about it to anybody. We kept it to ourselves. But I have been running into more people.
All right, I'll bite. What kind of encounter?
UFO.
A UFO?
Yes.
Missing time?
Yes.
Abduction?
Yes. Yes. I have lost, well, I'll put it this way. I had to have a complete hysterectomy. It started out where I lost one ovary, then I lost another ovary, and then the next thing you know, all the other body parts started going as well.
Oh, my.
And it's kind of hard to talk about, but I know that this prediction...
Kind of like from A to Z.
Yes. And I've been seeing for the past month strange lights in the sky. I have been getting really weird feelings of goosebumps. And I have gotten sensations.
Well,
like
maybe some of this comes from the fact that so many of your organs are gone.
No.
You don't think so?
It's not that, no. And what I am picking up is I've been really, really sensitive to other people that I think have had encounters also. And it's like the voice that I hear is, you'll know, you'll know.
You'll know, you'll know.
Yes.
Well, do you know? We're taking predictions, so...
Yes, and I'm predicting in... Not really predicting, but I'm more or less saying that in the year 2004...
Yes.
...more people are going to be coming out, and you're even going to see on the news people have actually got abducted by UFOs.
So, the mainstream news...
Yes.
...begins to report... Abductions.
Yes. And this is not a cover-up, and it's going to be where it's going to start coming out, and Ripley and Richard are really going to be busy, and so aren't these chat lines on the Internet. Because I feel that this is going to happen, because for 3 days, when Iran, California, and other areas have earthquakes as
yes.
well,
yes.
I get these really... bad headaches. And I knew that California and Iran was going to have an earthquake.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Your prediction is number 26, but I have a hard time imagining Tom Brokaw saying there was an abduction tonight in Cincinnati. And now the details from NBC so-and-so. I don't know. The saucer hovered at 100 feet. The body was seen flying through the air, through the wall, above the bed, and then into the saucer where unspeakable things were. Can you see that as an NBC report? I don't know. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I have a prediction for the year 2004.
Do you? Where are you?
Indio, California.
All right. What do you think will happen this coming year?
Well, I've been watching the current events in the last few months, and this prediction does relate to the current events, the fact that Saddam Hussein has been found in his rat hole not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking pretty.
No, it was pathetic.
I know. He deserved it.
So pathetic.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed the Middle East terrorist situation, and not just in Iraq, but its neighboring nations, such as Iran, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. I predict in the next coming months, January, February,
yes,
that's examples, you're going to have a sudden increase in terrorist attacks. It will involve car bombings, hostages,
mm-hmm,
and even airline hijackings. In
January, February, so
yes,
close in, huh?
Yeah, and I do have this vision. This relates to it, okay? Like, I had this vision, right? Maybe I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, what was that like? A few months ago, it's like I'm watching TV and I see Jerusalem, that's Israel, and the West Bank. I could see the, you know, that golden temple, or, you know, you see in the postcards from Jerusalem?
Yes.
What they call Temple of Mounts?
Temple on the Mount, yes.
Yeah, I could see this vision that there's going to be like a battle zone and the Temple of Mounts is destroyed. I have this weird vision.
Okay, well, that's moving into a secondary prediction. The one I'm going to take and put down is the January-February time period for terrorism things, including car bombings. I think that's highly likely. The fact that we have not had them here yet is almost amazing when you think about it. Honest to goodness, it's almost amazing. That has been the terrorist action of choice in the Middle East now for years, and the fact that it has not yet occurred here, save, of course, Oklahoma City, but that it has not occurred here is absolutely, to me, amazing, and I'm sure to a lot of three-letter agencies as well, or somebody's really doing their job well, whatever it is, the fact that we haven't had them here yet, I think, is amazing. Could it occur soon? Yes, you bet it could. On the international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Art Bell.
Yes, indeed. Where are you?
I'm in Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada.
All right. So what's up tonight?
Oh, it's a very unseasonably warm night. Very warm.
Is it?
Well, it's warm for the day that it is in December. It's very warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a 17-year-old, and I've been listening to you just for about a year now. And I try and stay up on weekends just to hear the show. It's so great.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
I love listening to it. Actually, it's more of a prediction. I have been trying to call in, and it links to the earlier caller about Osama being caught.
Really?
And I'd just like to dive a little bit more into it, because during Christmas dinner with a fellow American that's a part of our family,
mm-hmm,
we were speaking about this, and I had a prediction, and I said that Osama, I believe that people in America, well, the president knows where Osama is.
Do you think Bush knows where he is?
I believe that the forces know where he is. I believe that they knew where Saddam was, and I believe that they caught him and brought it to the media. They brought it to the media for the sheer purpose of getting that how do you say? I'm looking for the word getting the whole thing of we caught Saddam. Do you know what I mean?
Well.
And I think they're doing the same thing with Osama. I believe that when Bush is reelected, because I believe he will be reelected, and when that happens, I believe that they will catch Osama, and I believe that that will be like kind of like the media saying, you know, praising the president of the United States for catching this.
Certainly, but you don't think that will occur until after the president is reelected, is
yes.
that correct?
I'm saying that.
And you think he knows that Bush knows now where Osama is hiding, roughly, and that he will order him caught or cornered after he's reelected. Why not do it before the election?
I believe they want to do it after he is reelected as a almost like a seal of the American people, kind of saying like, okay, we've caught Osama. Look at Bush. You know, he's on top of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you know how his name was kind of dragged in the mud a little bit, you know, from some people about the whole war and, you know, going in, you know, for weapons of mass destruction, and they didn't really find many. Do you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, Saddam is caught, you know, right after his name was kind of being dragged in the mud a bit. And I believe that after his reelection, Osama will be caught and he will be alive. I believe he will be alive.
Well, all right, then. If you believe that, let me extend the question that somebody else came up with, which I thought was a good one. If we did catch him alive and he was tried, mm-hmm. would that be the first worldwide televised execution?
I believe that if that were, I mean, I forget who had just called in, and he sort of laughed it off and said, yeah, you know, a lot of world leaders would get upset with that. A lot of leaders, it would cause, you know, chaos.
But Osama bin Laden is not a world leader. He's a damn terrorist.
I agree. But I believe it would cause a bad choice of words. I believe it would cause probably a lot of friction between. Do you know what I mean? Having a televised.
But on the other hand, he ordered the execution of thousands of Americans in a very public way by slamming. Airplanes into buildings in New York City and the Pentagon, and I don't know, the American people might have genuine interest in seeing a resolution to this. Well, listen, I got to go. We're at a break point, but I've got your prediction recorded, all right?
All right. Well, I believe it will be on TV, though.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you. Oh, she does think it'll be on TV. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're doing predictions, as you can tell, for the year 2004, and we're getting some real beauty, so thank you all for thinking it over, obviously, so hard. We'll see if half of this, or even say a quarter, becomes true. It's going to be quite a year.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Indeed, we're making predictions for the year 2004, and you're doing very well. This is going to be a very good year. I can tell already you've thought these out. So, in a moment, we'll continue. Lots and lots of things to get done. Remember, if you don't get through tonight, don't despair. This is only part one of a two-part show. The second part of this program and finishing up the predictions will be New Year's Eve, and I will be here for that. Hope you will, too. It's just one of those years. Some year, yes. I definitely get that impression reading and taking this many predictions thus far. It's going to be quite a year. If just a very small part of this, these are just incredible predictions, and if even just a small part of it comes true, we're in for quite a ride, aren't we? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Is that me? Yeah.
Yeah, it's you.
All right. I'm Sergio from Miami.
Miami, yes.
Yes, I predict a huge wave in California.
You mean as in a tsunami?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what comes to mind. And I have another one I'd rather not share, you know, because I don't want to give the terrorists any ideas.
Well, then don't. Your huge wave in California is big enough. I mean, are we talking about a wiping out cities kind of wave?
Yeah, in a populated area.
Something like Los Angeles.
Fish on the streets and stuff like that.
Fish on the streets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would do it, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend.
Kind of crazy, you know, but...
No.
It's not so unlikely, I guess.
It's not crazy. Look, we're here to do exactly the kind of thing that you just did, and so not crazy at all. I appreciate your call and your thought. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. That's what we're here for. And if you add some fish to the streets, it enhances it a little bit. It means you really had a vision. Can you imagine that fish flopping on the streets? Tsunami is always a possibility. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
This is Dave from Columbus, Ohio at 610 WTVN.
Way to do it, Dave.
Hey, I want to give you my prediction for the year.
Fire away.
This is a little bit off the United States.
That's fine.
But it could possibly match up with some of those people's January 14th prediction.
Really?
That were kind of uncertain. And here's what I see. I think that Ariel Sharon is going to invade Palestine with a massive assault because of the terrorist bombings, and you're going to see Yasser Arafat assassinated during that assault.
Okay.
And that is going to cause a eruption in the Arab world.
Certainly would. That could be Armageddon, my friend. That, you know, what he just said could occur. I mean, Israel, at any time, they, you know, always reserve the right to strike back and the right to self-defense. And nothing we say is going to change that. And word, of course, is that they have a lot of atomic weapons buried in the desert, and you can be pretty darn sure they do. And Israel will stop at nothing to ensure its own survival, which includes the use of those nuclear weapons buried in the desert. So, you know, the Bible, of course, says it will occur there. That's where it's going to happen. That's where it's going to begin. So any prediction of this sort has to be taken very gravely indeed. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Will from Victorville in Southern California.
Will in Victorville, is that correct?
Yeah.
On another cell phone, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to have them all destroyed when I become dictator, Will.
I understand.
So
yeah,
enjoy it while you've got it. You've got a prediction for me, right?
Yes, I do. I think this summer, around August or sometime, we're going to, all along the West Coast, we're going to get a bad heat wave that's going to cause a lot of deaths all along the West Coast.
That one, bad heat wave on the West Coast.
Something like, you know, like a lot of people have died, like in the Chicago area.
Yep.
Or New York.
Yep.
I think because a lot of the fires and stuff, you know, is really exposed a lot of areas, and maybe, you know, it's letting a lot of the pollution that we've already have in here is going to expand a lot more.
Well,
and
the fires were inevitably followed by the deadly mudslides we just had. That was could be called back when we saw the fires happening, and was called by a lot of reporters. They said, "Oh boy, the mudslides," and boy, were they right, of course.
Yeah.
But you think that the whole West Coast is going to get slammed with really high, deadly high temperatures?
Yeah, because I mean, we've had a lot of fires, you know, even up way up in British Columbia, all down the West Coast.
Oh yes,
all the way down to San Diego, all the way to the Mexican border.
I know, and that it really could happen. I appreciate your call.
No problem.
You feel pretty strongly about this, huh?
I'm kind of worried about it because, you know, it could happen in California, you know.
Appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. All right. This kind of weather may occur. It may occur in the United States. It may occur elsewhere in the world, but be assured of this, it will occur. Violent weather is now a fact of life, and it's going to intensify. And so we have to make adjustments. But a very, very deadly heat wave, he's predicting, for the west coast of the U.S. On the international line, you are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening, Art.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. You were coughing a little. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm quite fine.
Okay.
I'm really glad to get through and talk to you.
Well, glad to have you. Even if you are on a cell phone, right?
You're good at that.
Yeah. Well, actually,
you're getting better.
Cell phones are bad is what it is. You have a prediction, I'll bet.
I certainly do.
All right.
And my prediction is I think that the Bush-Bin Laden connection will be revealed. I believe that if it is revealed, it will be because, or I believe that they're not going to catch him for that very reason.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
You know what?
On who,
you know what? You know what, sir?
What?
I would have been with you if Saddam Hussein somehow hadn't made it, you know, alive, because Saddam could potentially, I was saying this earlier, you must have heard me, he could say a lot of embarrassing things about stuff that we did, you know, back when Iran and Iraq were at war, stuff we gave him, intelligence we gave him, he'll rail and spin about the Kuwait invasion and all the rest of it. I mean, he's going to say a lot of stuff that President Bush is not going to like, you know, if he ever gets to a trial. And so I figured, boy, there's no way this guy's going to get caught alive. And sure enough, he's yanked up out of some stupid hole. So if Saddam Hussein's alive, Bin Laden might be taken alive too.
Can't see that happening because I'm sure the secrets that he could reveal are a lot more devastating than the blows that Saddam could ever lay out.
You really think so? Let's dig a little bit. What is it you think Bin Laden could say that would be worse than something Saddam probably will say if he lives?
Well, I would say, first of all, that he could tie the two, that Bush and them had something to do with the Twin Towers going down.
Oh, my.
To tighten the grip on the American people, what better way to tighten the grip and cause fear with the American people than to kill 5,000 of their own people.
Yeah, you're way out on a limb for me, buddy.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that feel like that.
Well, you know what? I know there are. Listen, a lot of people who agree with you. Thank you very much for calling. Plenty of people who agree with you. I get emails like that all the time, and I always go, oh, my. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm willing to consider, and I try to be pretty open-minded about most everything, but I still have this stubborn, hardcore faith in the United States and misplaced probably, right? The President of the United States, whether I like him at the moment or not, I have this silly feeling that most men, when they find themselves suddenly in the highest office, do what's right for America and don't plot and plan against and kill their own citizens. I'm old-fashioned that way, but so I go, oh, my. You see, I don't really believe that stuff, and I would rather not have my illusion shattered, thank you. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Louis
calling from Baltimore.
Oh, Louis from Baltimore?
Louis from Baltimore.
Okay, you're on a cell phone, and this one isn't so good, so you're going to have to yell at us so we can hear you.
Okay.
My
prediction?
That's better.
Okay.
All right, what is your prediction?
I believe we're going to see an awakening with spiritual reality. That, in other words, I believe that we're going to see people getting close to God, because I believe that this year coming up, the United States will release a lot of stuff about UFOs, so life after death, or things we didn't know before. And I think, especially over there where the Pope lives at, I think the Pope is not going to make it this year. I think we're going to see giants as far as religious circles pass on. So,
well, how he's made it this far, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say maybe like in the month of January or in the middle of the year, we're going to see the Pope.
I wonder what he's making himself hang on for, don't you?
Yeah, I think he's...
is there something really big, something very important that the Pope knows about that's going to happen? Some reason that he's clinging to life this long?
I believe we're going to see the Antichrist come to fruition. I think he's already here, but...
That would do it.
Yeah, I think once he get out the way, the Antichrist is going to reveal himself. We might not necessarily know who he is at this time, but I think he's going to come to the forefront after the Pope.
That'd do it.
When you get into secret societies and the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff like that, but I believe we're going to see mass people. It's something that's going to be revealed to the world. It's not going to be so much terrorist or what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something that's going to... almost like the Matrix theory, where we see, where we're going to see and hear things that we never thought could happen, or we have some idea as far as UFOs and things like that.
All right, buddy, I think I've got it. Thank you. Something of such a magnitude that it would produce a spiritual awakening in the American people. That certainly could occur, and to some degree did occur with 9/11. There was a big increase in church attendance. Did you know that? After 9/11? But I, again, am certainly unwilling to go far enough to be with anybody who suggests that our own president, our own country, had something to do with knocking down those buildings. I guess I'm not going to believe that. Perhaps a spiritual awakening in 2004. Before what happened in New York happened, I would have said no, but one never knows now, huh? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. This is Chad in Longview, Washington.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, I am a first time caller, long time listener.
Yes, sir.
The first time my brother turned me on to you, and the first show I ever listened to you was with Madman Markham.
Ah!
And after that, I was hooked.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And, I want to say right now,
uh-huh.
Madman Markham, Dr. David Anderson,
uh-huh.
And there's one other person that I've interviewed, but those two people are both in the world of the disappeared. I mean,
yeah.
I'm serious. Dr. David Anderson, I have turned over rocks trying to find Dr. David Anderson. He was a serious scientist involved in time experiments. And I'll tell you, baby, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm serious. He's gone. There were his business, his home. He's not reachable at any of the numbers. Madman Markham, gone, gone, gone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder.
Yeah, he jumped into that big Jacob's ladder.
Yeah. And either, you know, they're at another time or they're, you know, a little dust on the floor. I don't know.
I got a prediction for you.
Fire away.
All right, I think the next pope, the next vicar of Christ, he won't be necessarily evil, but I think he'll have a lot of controversy around him, considering two things: UFOs and his ties to the Freemason community.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really think the Freemasons are some dark secret society? That's apparently what you believe, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, they had the P2 scandal back in a few years back, where it was the Freemasons and the Catholic Church scandal, and I don't know. There might be something there, but I just get a feeling something around that, and it ties in with UFOs.
You think the next pope will be a Freemason?
I think it's very, very much possible.
Hmm. Well, that would certainly be, that would be controversial, all right, and it would take people who believe the kind of stuff you believe and set you right on end. I mean, if they ushered the pope up and he had his, you know, the ring on, you'd just go right through the roof, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
all right. Okay, got it. Thank you
very
much.
Art.
All right, I'll just put down next pope, very controversial. Well, I suppose all popes are to some degree controversial, but you heard what he was talking about. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Chris,
yes.
From York, Pennsylvania. How you doing?
York, Pennsylvania. I know exactly where you are.
I got a prediction for you.
I used to live in a place called Blue Ridge Summit. Do you know where that is?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've been many times.
What a place. I've lived right up on the mountaintop near where the president flies to. Anyway.
Yeah. Howard Stern's girlfriend gets pregnant. You like that one?
Yes, I like that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm putting it down right now.
What number is that one?
It's number 35.
35, wow. Okay.
All right, later.
Thank you, Art.
Right, bye. Oh, I'm putting it down. Howard Stern's girlfriend gets pregnant. Hmm. I don't know why it hit me that way, but it did. Somehow, I don't know if it would fit into the show, but it'd be good listening. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Arn.
Hi.
This is Judy, North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska.
Right.
All right, Judy.
My prediction is one of President Bush's daughters will become pregnant.
Oh. It's not going to be Howard, is it?
I don't know which one. But that thought just zinged in my head when you started talking about predictions.
Well, they're frisky little things, aren't they?
I guess they are.
They're also kind of good looking. I've seen quite a number of pictures, and they're very, very good looking girls.
Yes, they are.
I wonder if the president, as a father, is doing a lot of freaking out about his daughters. I mean, all fathers do anyway, right?
I think so.
So he's probably really having a time of it there in the White House. Oh, what have they done now? And, you know, they're exactly at the rebellious age. Can you imagine what their lives must be like? I mean, the Secret Service watches them, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure the Secret Service has instructions to try and keep them under control.
Impossible, I think.
Well, that's exactly right. I think so, too. So I would say that would be the job not to have in the Secret Service, right?
Right.
All right. Well, I've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Good night. We're doing predictions, folks. And don't forget, if you don't get in tonight, don't worry, because we've got one more night of predictions to do. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Sign up for StreamLink at www.coasttocoastam.com, and you can hear tonight's show over and over and over. To talk with Art Bell, call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
And we love you, baby. We're doing predictions for 2004, which if even a small part of these come true, we're getting some wild, wild ones this year. Believe me, we're in for, I don't know, maybe more than the year of the cat. By the way, with the next prediction we take, we will have taken as many already tonight as we took for the entire year of 2003, which was diverted because that was the last program, you recall, December 31st. And then I was going to retire for the, you know, like second or third time. So let's look at a few of these, shall we? Number five was that the war in Iraq would be delayed. Well, delayed from that point, delayed ultimately, no, I'm going to bonk that, bonk. Number six, that China launches a manned space flight. Ooh, big time ding, 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 ding there. They certainly did, didn't they? North Korea does not drop a nuke. That's number seven. Ding, 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 ding. Another ding. North Korea, in fact, as of yet, has not dropped a nuke. And number eight is Korea blows over. Well, a gigantic bonk for that one. The Korean situation may blow up, but blow over is very unlikely. So we'll leave all of that. And read some more in a short while. Let's go back and get more predictions. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hey, Art.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say I am very grateful for you having me on.
Well, thank you.
East of the Rockies, call toll-free 1-800-825-5033.
All right, we're going to have to do it again, because we don't take last names. So your name is...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's cool. Your name is Matt, and you're calling from...
Billings, Montana.
All right, Matt.
All right, well, I have a prediction. And, you know, first off, I'd like to say I've been a technology nut since about the age of six. Yeah. My dad got me into computers, stuff like that, you know. And I'm 24 now, and, you know, it's really not my prediction. I know you're probably up on your Book of Revelations, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if up on would be the right phrase. I am somewhat familiar with. Okay. What do you have in mind?
Well, you know, really from a technology standpoint, I really see the Mark of the Beast being implicated more this year than... any other, because we are becoming so technologically advanced that I do see the Mark of the Beast starting in this year.
How will we know?
It's already here. It's already here. They're already implementing chips in people. They're doing experiments.
That is
true. I
read
this in, it was Time or Newsweek magazine, that they're putting chips in people the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah.
It's a chip encased in glass. And they're actually doing experiments now where that's basically linked directly to their bank accounts.
Oh, listen to me. We have the technology now. You're dead on center right about that. We have the technology right now. And I saw, I think it was on the news the other night, somebody simply passed their hand over one of those readers and and paid their bill.
Yes.
And yeah,
exactly.
You're right, it's implanted. So, you know, I mean, you really, you think this is headed down the mark of the beast country, that we're all going to have this, and that chip.
Yes, I do.
And that
but
chip.
I don't believe that it's going to come full force this year. Like, everybody's going to have to take it. I don't believe that. I believe it'll start slowly. It'll be like a ripple in a pond. It'll start slowly, and then eventually, because it has to start that way for people to accept it.
But it also would have to get to the point where there would be no choice, where ultimately everybody would either have the mark, or the chip in this case, or they would not be able to function, couldn't go to 7-Eleven, couldn't go to the grocery store, couldn't live without the mark.
Well, yeah, well, okay, well, how's this as a slight comparison? For the company I work for, I won't mention names, the company I work for, they forced us all to direct deposit. We no longer can get our checks as paper.
I'm sure your company's grateful to you for not mentioning their name, and I too.
Yeah, oh, I would absolutely not. But
all right,
they are,
so,
you know, I can see it coming. I can see it being implemented.
Already your money. And it's an absolute rule. You can't opt out of that. Your money goes directly
to that, but you might not get your paycheck on time.
Okay. Well, you can opt out of it then.
Yeah, you can opt out of it. You can, but they prefer you to have direct deposit, or they will give you, if you don't have a bank account,
yeah,
they will provide you with a card, like a debit card, that your whole paycheck goes to, that you can go to an ATM and withdraw all your money.
All right. Well, so, okay, when they come to you and say, look, sir, it's nothing, we'll even give you a little shot of Novocaine. Here we go. And now we'll just put this scalpel down here, and we'll just slice you up, just a little slice, and we'll drop in this thing that looks like a little piece of pepper, and that's all there is to it. And so you're going to take yours?
No, I live in Montana. I will go to the mountains. Whatever happens to me, happens to me, but I will not take it.
You will flee to the mountains before you take the chip.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right. We got it. Mark of the Beast begins with the year 2004, and in the manner that he just described, it is a little unnerving. Now, first, you have to believe that such a chip would mean the Mark of the Beast, although when you think about it and what it would do, it does seem that way. And so what's going on right now, for a lot of people, you must understand, it's very unnerving. When they see news reports of people passing their hand over the reader, the hair goes up on the back of their neck, and maybe with good cause. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi there, Art.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, all right.
Yeah.
That would be WPRO, right?
That would be WPRO, News Radio 630, PRO AM. Yep.
They are Providence. All right. You have a revelation or a prediction?
I have a prediction.
A prediction.
I believe that something is going to happen with the UN. Either there's going to be it's going to explode, or there's going to be some breakdown in there, but something's going to happen there.
Well, there's quite a difference between an explosion and a breakdown.
Well, if the UN falls apart or it gets blown up, there's still going to be havoc raised.
Wow. Do you imagine it to be terrorists, I suppose?
More than likely, if it's going to be an explosion, if not, it's going to be, if it's just going to break down, it's going to start from
just
the
as a matter of curiosity, if you're a terrorist, why are you more interested in bringing down the UN than you are in, I don't know, getting the White House or the Pentagon or a Statue of Liberty or, you know, something like that? Why the UN over a big U.S. target of some other sort?
Because the UN is ineffective right now. And they seem to be stirring up more crap than they're fixing. And to have an organization that would be, or to join an organization that's more Middle Eastern oriented might benefit them more.
They did go after the UN mission in Baghdad, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
So you could be on the money. I appreciate your call, and
okay. We'll
be watching for it in 2004. He could be right when you think about it. it may well be that the UN is as big a target as is the U.S. itself. I don't know. I thought we were, like, number one on the list. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Douglas, WMT 600 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Way to go.
I have to disagree with some of your callers on I don't see anything happening at all in Israel.
Really?
Blaming the Jews for everything or using them as their excuse, but I do see a dirty bomb. And
where do you see this dirty bomb?
City of Love, Lights, and Liberty.
Really?
Paris, France. And
why the French, for heaven's sakes? I mean, the French...
I don't know
if anything, they've been obstructionist...
Right.
With regard to our effort against the terrorists. Obstructionist all the way, really.
I don't know if it's maybe their connection to, you know... The United States.
Hell, they were even obstructionist with regard to our effort in Iraq. So why would they?
But, I meant our founding, you know, the United States. But I do believe that if this does happen, I'd like to preface it by saying I hope it doesn't happen, but I do believe that they will retaliate, and I do believe that. They will destroy the Holy Mosque in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
All right. Got it. Basically, the dirty bomb in Paris is the one I'm putting down here. You know, I would like to discuss with you a little bit of what I've heard about a dirty bomb, because there is probably a high probability that that's a little redundant. There is a high probability that a dirty bomb will go off in a U.S. city. It may not be the reason for panic that people will make it. I mean, that's worth digesting right now. From what I've heard, a dirty bomb would be more psychologically effective than it would be in actually killing anybody. There would be a small radius indeed, if what I've heard is correct. A small radius indeed where anybody might get enough radiation to actually get killed. This would be a psychological zinger, but not so much a killer, according to what I've read. Now, and the people I've talked to, now these people could be wrong, but I don't think so. What they say makes sense with regard to TNT-propelled plutonium or whatever it is they get their hands on. So, you know, if you hear of a dirty bomb going off, you're going to want to do a little research. It may not be the catastrophic event it sounds like. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Happy New Year, Art.
And to you.
This is Scott calling from Tucson.
Yes, Scott.
I got a prediction and I also got a quick question.
All right.
Okay, the prediction is a Bigfoot will get hit by a semi-truck on Highway 60 here in eastern Arizona.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
Yep, he will get severely injured. He will be healthy enough to find his way to a hospital where he will walk right into the emergency room and look for help.
A Bigfoot walking right into an emergency room?
After getting hit by a semi-truck.
Now, I personally would pay money to see Tom Brokaw reporting that one.
Exactly. And then they'll have to confirm to the rest of the world that a Bigfoot species does exist.
I can almost imagine that report in my mind right now. Oh, my. Well, that's one hell of a prediction, sir. Thank you.
Quick question.
The question, yes.
Just real quick. Yes. A couple years ago, you had a guest named Harlot. She was like a evil witch.
Oh, Harlot, yes.
Yeah, could you possibly get her on again? She scared the bejeebers out of me.
Me too. Sure. What the heck. Harlot, if you're out there, email me. This was one wicked chick, let me tell you, Harlot. Or at least that would be one point of view. Gosh, what a program that was. It just scared the holy heck out of me. And so, Harlot, if you're out there, sure, get in touch with me, and I'll consider a program. Why not? I'm Art Bell at Mindspring.com, by the way, should any of the rest of you wish to make that attempt. Art Bell, A-R-T-B-E-L-L, lowercase, at Mindspring.com, or Art Bell at AOL.com. Both addresses will reach me. But remember, you cannot make predictions by email. Only recorded predictions count. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, Art. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Where are you?
I'm actually calling from Tijuana.
Tijuana?
Yeah, I crossed the border a couple hours ago.
Well,
on Revolution Boulevard.
Excellent. Oh, no kidding. It's so different. Once you cross the border into Tijuana, you're driving, it's like, whoa, a different world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do have a prediction. Over the last few weeks, I've been having this dream about a very, very big earthquake happening right on the San Andreas Fault up where I live. I live up in Palmdale, California. And it's not pretty from what I've seen.
Well, if the San Andreas lets go, it's not going to be pretty. I worry that it does feel like it's kind of close. And if you really live there, then I'm kind of curious about something. You know, if you really believe that and you live there, how come you're not moving?
I don't know. My whole life centered around here. It just...
You live there, you work there, right?
Exactly. It just... You know, I've been here since 88. We did feel the Northridge quake down here pretty good. You know, it wasn't as devastating as it was up there, but we still had damage out here. But, I think with all the earthquakes that have been happening in the recent years up around in the California area, I think that it's almost time for the San Andreas to go.
Yeah.
It was kind of scary.
And you really think it's going to be big, huh?
Yeah. I think it's 7+ easily.
7+.
I mean, just with all the earthquakes recently, there was one, you know, the one in Iran, the one in Central California earlier, like last week. And then, there was one I heard out in the Pacific somewhere, out in the islands, just off of some island.
And there's one you didn't name. There was, I'll tell you, just a few years ago, there was a 7.3, sir, that was not all that far from me. It was out in the California desert. I don't know whether you remember that one or not. It was it was out in the middle of nowhere, but it was close enough to somewhere, as in right here, that, boy, I'll tell you what, we rocked and we rolled big time.
Wasn't it out? I think it was in Joshua Tree, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That area. That's
yeah,
that's correct.
And
believe me, did we ever rock here? Oh, my. It was a very bad quake.
Well, yeah, that's my prediction, and I really do see it happening. I think it's almost time for the San Andreas to go. It's going to be a big ride.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All the way from Mexico, and it's hard to keep the cell service down there, but he kept it, you know, from Tijuana. Whew, this is quite a set of predictions we're getting this night. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Yes, hi.
Yes, this is Chris calling from Schenectady, New York.
Hey, Chris.
Well, I've listened to you for years and loved the show.
Thanks.
I have a prediction. It's a strange thing I've thought of, but I have a prediction that it will become apparent that a great deal of the gold... coins in this world are plated of another metal.
You mean fake?
Yes.
Wow. That would be a big one, all right. And,
in other words,
can you imagine the implications of people finding out that the gold they thought they had is trash?
Okay. No, I used to think that gold anyway was so heavy that nothing else could take its place. But when you look through the elements, you see that tungsten is very cheap, and yet it's heavier than gold.
But what I'm saying is, gold underpins everything, and if there was a big scandal about gold, it would rock the entire economic world.
I know it. That's why it's a strange idea. But I don't understand if you're holding a Maple Leaf or a Kruger End and it's the right size and the right shape.
How did this come to you anyway?
I don't know. Just came to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a big one.
When I found that tungsten is actually heavier than gold and very cheap, it just seems like it'd be pretty possible.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
All right, take care. Boy, that would be a monster if all the gold coins were fake.
Can't believe what you're hearing? Listen to it again when you sign up for StreamLink at www.coasttocoastam.com. It's only 15 cents a day. Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Open lines and predictions for the year 2004. That's what we're up to tonight. And then don't forget, part two of this, if you didn't make it in, comes up on Wednesday at the turn of the year, where we do that many more hours of predictions. It's going to be a very good year, or actually, based on the predictions we've received so far, it may be a very bad year. Well, I've been a little neglectful of reading last year's pathetically few, but we do have them. So let us continue and review a few that were made last year about this year. An attempt would be made to invade the United States. Well, that's a tentative bonk. That's kind of a bonk, right? When I think of an invasion, I think of a massive invasion of some description. And I doesn't meet that criterion. Alright, number 10 was, there'd be a new album, out with a gramophone on it. Now, I don't know how to classify that one, because I have no idea if an album has come out with a gramophone on it. No idea at all. Number 11, all calls will become screened. Well, that was made upon my retirement, and I think for a while they did screen calls, and then they made a change to that policy. So all calls, no, that's not correct. Well, it's correct for ding in that it occurred and then got modified. Number 12, the Raiders win the Super Bowl. God, don't even remind me. Bonk. It was the last year that the Raiders with that team were obviously going to have a shot at it, and I don't even want to talk about that Super Bowl. And number 13 was gold will go to 400. Ding! Oh, what a big ding! Gold going to 400, it certainly has, and beyond. As the commercial just told you a little while ago, gold indeed has gone to 400. George Heals Art's Back would be number 14, and I've, you know, of course I don't know George didn't do it, maybe he had some healing or something, but I'm going to bonk that. My back, however, is infinitely better. Since going on the don't eat so damn much diet, I've lost about 60 pounds. That's 60 pounds. So there you have it. We will continue to review that list while compiling the new one. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art, and all your listeners. This Howdy. Is Rick, listening on WSKY out of Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, yes, sir.
Yes, hi. Well, this prediction may not be so pleasant to hear, but I just,
most of them are not, actually.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But now I predict a non-terrorist Bull Powell-type accident occurring in Cancer Alley down in Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately. It just flashed into my mind. I can't say from where it came. It just came. And it scared the daylights out of me, and I said, wow, I better say something. Maybe we can prevent it from happening.
Well, there is, of course, always the possibility that something tragic can occur, and there is a lot of that sort of industry in that area. That's true.
Yeah, a lot of old plants that aren't being maintained properly. I also predict, I know you only allow one, but I think food prices are going to go up, and I think that we're going to see a significant turnover to vegan diets.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah, I really do. I think people are going to start to understand the health effects of it, the environmental effects of eating animals, the moral impact of it, how it leads to violence, domestic violence, abuse.
Oh, now, see, that's a stretch.
War.
I mean, well, that,
a lot
war.
Of aggression.
War?
Yeah.
You mean,
I think
think that if we had not eaten meat, that we would not have invaded Iraq?
I think that, in general, there wouldn't be as much war. Yeah. I really do. I think that human beings are affected.
Well, let me say this. There would be a meat gap. And the other side, our enemies, would have to cease eating meat before we did, or I'm not going for anything like that.
Well, you know, it's good for our health anyway. We'll be stronger if we get away from eating meat, or at least so much of it.
Yes, but we'd also be pushovers. So our,
No.
Oh, yes.
Unless you think that being aggressive prevents you from
Well,
being
all right. Well, now, look, when several thousands of your citizens die because buildings come down in Manhattan, New York, what is it you do?
Well, I think that we need to look further and understand why such events happen.
I
think we need to understand that turning people into commodities and turning food into a commodity instead of a human right can lead to such events. When we don't treat people right around the world, when we exploit people and all of their resources all over the world, you know, such things are going to happen.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not sure I understand your attitude. It's kind of like, well, see, those buildings fell down and it's our fault.
Well, we're mistreating, well, not we, but I would say that the corporations and the greedy people are mistreating people all over the world. And the result is that they get angry, and they do things. I mean, they respond, they react.
So it's the corporation's fault?
Yeah, I think it's the greed, and I think it's the way we're exploiting people and the environment, and the way we exploit animals and treat them like objects, and the fact that we don't really have much compassion in this world.
You don't think much of us, do you? I mean,
well, I think that we're capable of going beyond that.
I have my worries, too, about us, but I don't think we're that bad.
Oh,
I mean, actually, now listen to me. Have you done any traveling?
Yes, a lot.
Have you really? You've been overseas a lot?
Yeah.
Then I don't know how you could be saying this.
Why?
Well, because what we have here is good. I mean,
well, it's good materially, but remember where it's all
No. You missed what I was going to say. It's good in every measurable way, almost. I mean, we have freedom. We have honest to God freedom. Now, I know you can get down and argue some points, but compared to other countries, and baby, I've been in a lot of them, we've got freedom, and that's a biggie.
Yeah, but we're also exploiting people all over the world in order to maintain this lifestyle.
With freedom, one byproduct of that freedom is going to be some exploitation.
We also do that exploitation.
That's inevitable.
Through the barrel of a gun.
And we do a lot of good, too.
You know, it's all the force that we apply in order to grab all these resources that comes back at us. It's called karma. You know, it all comes back. You know, when we mistreat people.
But I'm trying to tell you, our collective karma is not as bad as you think it is.
We may have
a few national karmic problems, but not on the scale you're talking about.
Well, I think it's enormous. I think we're destroying the earth. I think we're in the age of extinction. I think that we're right now in the sixth great extinction on the planet, and it's caused by human beings. Mm. We're doing it by the way we treat the earth, by the way we treat the environment, by the way we just suck resources out of the ground, the way we're mining the living biosphere, and we're not allowing it to recuperate. We're taking it faster than it can grow back. We're destroying it, and in the process, we're going to destroy ourselves if we don't change.
And if you were in charge, what would you mandate?
Well, I don't know about mandate, but I would try to teach people that there's a better way to live, and they'd be happier and healthier. They'd feel more vital if they got away from eating so much
meat,
animal product.
All right. Well, I've got it. Thank you. It's the standard meat argument, I guess. They'd have to stop first, or I'm not going for it. And then even then, I'm not going for it anyway. So I guess we just rampage right over their lettuce-eating butts, right? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Am I on?
Why, yes, you are.
Okay. My husband has a prediction. He had to go to bed.
Wait a minute. He made you stay awake to call in his prediction while he went to bed?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And where are you?
In Iowa,
where it's probably, let's see, what, going on 4 in the morning or something?
Yes.
You're some wife. Okay, so let's have it.
Okay, he predicts that they're going to send a probe to Mars that will be sent there for the intent to grab up material and bring back to the Earth, and it's going to have microorganisms in it that upon coming back to Earth will be released like a plague.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, there's every possibility that there's cellular-level life on Mars. There's every possibility. And your husband thinks we're going to send a probe there, and we're going to get some, bring it back here, and it's going to come down like the 1918 flu or worse.
Worse, yeah. Because he doesn't think that we'll have any defenses against anything.
Probably not. Not from Mars.
Right.
Well, I see why he made you stay awake, I guess. Do you know how this came to him offhand?
No, and I don't know if it came by dream or just intuition, or I'm not sure. I should have asked him before he went.
He's not had any sharp blows to the head lately or anything like that. Right?
Just a few I've given him.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take care. Well, that was nice of her to stay up and carry that prediction. I mean, it's going on 4 o'clock there. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
It's great to be talking to you finally.
Thank you. Where are you?
This is Jacob, and I'm calling from Lakeville, Indiana.
Okay, center of the country again.
Small town.
Sure.
I have somewhat of a disturbing prediction for you. It's not much like any of the others that have been calling it.
Well, we have not yet received one joyful prediction.
Yeah, I've noticed
not
that.
Not one. So people are of a certain frame of mind, no question about it, and you apparently are too, but this is something new, huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's have it.
Well, let me just say real quick, I've been studying this subject for a couple of years now, and I believe I might have found something that may point in what our near future may hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a religious man by any means, but I study the Bible, Revelations, and I believe starting at chapter 6, it describes the opening of seven seals.
Now, I know all about this. Now, we're going to have to shorten this up a little bit before we get to be reading the Bible here.
Right. I'll try and make it real quick.
Are you going to... Yeah, don't read to me at all. Are you telling me the seven seals are going to be opened rapidly?
Well, sir, I actually believe that four of them have already been opened. We're going through the process right now of opening the fifth, and as soon as Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, and as it says in the Bible, their fellow servants and their brethren that should be killed, they will, this should be fulfilled.
All right, I got it. Thank you. Click. I got it. We're about to be reading a page or two of the Bible there. Well, the seven seals being opened, that we are at number five right now. And I do suppose that it could be interpreted that way by somebody who reads the Bible, that some number of things have already occurred that would lead them to believe that, maybe. You're on the air west of the Rockies. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hello. Your prediction, should you make it, will be number 46.
Let's see here. I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I still think that... if George Bush's numbers go down to a certain point, that they're going to magically find where those weapons of mass destruction went to from Iraq. I think they're over there, and I think they're across the border in Syria. And reason being is he had an awful long time to get rid of that stuff before George moved in on him.
Well, it's true. Suppose we got really good, hard, clear intelligence that there were masses of weapons of mass destruction that, in fact, had gone to Syria and are in Syria now. What would what do you think the President of the United States would order with regard to action on that level? Suppose we actually got Saddam and twisted his thumb to the left enough so he told us they were in Syria. What would we as a nation then do? Would we attack Syria? Would we demand they be turned over, or else what?
Well, I think we'd have to go and dig them up and prove to the world that they're there.
Well, but you got to go into Syria to do that, sir.
Yeah, well...
And that's called an act of war.
Yeah, that's called an act of war. But I don't know. It's dicey, but I've got an idea that that's where they went, and I think that somehow or another that's going to come up.
All right. I appreciate your call. He's certainly right, isn't he, when you think about it? We certainly have not found the weapons of mass destruction, have we? Haven't found them. And that may mean that either A, they do not exist, or B, they could well be in Syria. And can you imagine the decision the president would have to make if he had hard information of that sort? International Line, you're on the air. Where are you, please?
Ted from Windsor, Canada.
Windsor, Canada. All right. I have a feeling you may be nearly one of the last tonight to make a prediction, which will be number 47.
Okay. I'm predicting that gasoline prices could... as much as double in 2004, what they peaked at this past year.
Oh, my God. Double?
At least double.
And how do you imagine this occurring?
Well, within the last 5 or 6 months, it's been fluctuating anywhere from 10 to 15 cents here in Canada, Canadian money, up and down by the week. I think they're just getting us ready for the big jump.
Well, it's already awfully expensive up there anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right now, today, it's about 67 cents a liter. It takes about 4 of our liters for your gallon, which puts it at 268 Canadian, and at about 30 cents on the dollar, it would be about $1.87, $1.88 U.S.
Well, that's about what we pay here right now.
And,
I mean, what process do you imagine will take place? Is there going to be another OPEC blockage of some sort, or what do you envision that could drive it up that far?
I think they're just desensitizing the people to the gas raises by this fluctuation these past several months.
Hmm.
And they're just getting ready for the big jump. And when it happens, people are going to be so used to the gas going up and down, they'll accept it easier when it does happen. That's my just a prediction. That's
well. I think if there is not some sort of blockade of the Straits of Hormuz or whatever that would stop the oil and then be an obvious reason for the people to say, okay, I understand why it's doubling, fine. But if it just doubles,
Had any blockade for the 10 to 15 cent fluctuations.
No.
Week by week.
Well, no, but.
Which is a lot.
But it's not doubling. And doubling I'm telling you, you're talking revolution or something.
It happened to us before and there wasn't any great revolution, right?
Yes, but we understood why it was happening then.
I'm sure they're going to come up with some reason as to why it's got to happen again and people will just accept it.
See, that's the part I'm not so sure about. If there's something of the magnitude of a blockade, people would accept it, and they'd know that we'd make military moves to unblockade it or do what we had to do. But just doubling it, I'll tell you one thing, it would ruin our joint economies.
Yep, it would affect the auto industry big time.
Well, it certainly would. All right, sir. Well, that's a dire prediction indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for tonight. Now, remember, this is a two-part show. So if you didn't get in, don't worry. We'll be back Wednesday night as the year closes to do additional predictions. For now, though, I'll take a couple of days off. Crystal, as always, has just the right words. From the high desert, good night.
Good night in the desert. Shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride. Filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it to tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you? Midnight. In the desert, and we're listening.